memories. Again, see if you can get in contact with the person behind your eyes, your observer self, the person you have been your whole life. From that perspective or point of view, get in touch with your target item. Okay, for the last part of this exercise, imagine you have all the memories from your life on little snapshots, like index cards, filed away in a file drawer, all the events of your life from your birth until the present moment. Get in touch with your target, open the file cabinet, and start gently flipping through your cards of memories. Start from the present and flip back deeper and deeper into your past. If you find yourself pausing at any picture, stop flipping and look at that memory. Make a mental note to yourself to remind you later which memory came up. Or if you want, you can write it down. Now just notice from behind the eyes of the person called you, your observer self, who else was there? What were you feeling? What were you thinking? What were you doing? What did you want to do? Now see if you can let go of any struggle that might be associated with your memory. It might be a pain associated with the picture, or an unwillingness to leave it because of the happiness associated with it. Whatever your reactions to the memory, just see if you can gently let go of your struggle with it and make room for all of those reactions. See if you could let yourself be willing to have that memory exactly as it is. That doesn't mean you'll like it or want it, but that you are willing to have it. If there is anything in that memory that you didn't fully process at the time, there will be a sense that the work in the memory is incomplete. For example, you may have felt angry in the memory, but hid it. If so, see if you could go into that part of the memory and complete the work you didn't know to do then. Feel what you felt, think what you thought, and so on. Your guide here is a reverse compass. If you sense a part of you saying, don't go there, see if, in fact, it is possible to go there. If it is what it is, not what it says it is. If it is a memory and not kind of something kind of true and current. when you have thoroughly remembered your memory and have a sense that you are open to it, then put the memory back in the file drawer. Now, from your observer self perspective, get back in touch with the target feeling you chose at the beginning of this exercise. Once again, open the file cabinet and start gently flipping through the cards of memories while you are in touch with your target. This time, go back farther. How far back you go is up to you. If you pause over a memory, even if it doesn't seem to be related, stop and pull it out and look at it. Make a mental note of what it is, or you can jot it down on paper. Now with that memory, repeat all of the steps you did above. Who else was there? What were you feeling? What were you thinking? What were you doing? What did you want to do? See if you can let go of any struggle that may be associated with the memory. Take your time to do so. If you find resistance or pain, just gently go there and look at the resistance. Look at the pain. See if you can let yourself be willing to have that memory exactly as it is. Once again, if there is anything in that memory you didn't fully process at the time, there will be a sense that the work in the memory is incomplete. Once again, see if you could go into that part of the memory and complete the work you didn't do then. Feel what you felt, think what you thought, and so on. Now put that memory aside. If you didn't get back into your early childhood, repeat the entire sequence by by repeating the track of the CD and do this one final time using a memory from your early childhood. Once you are done with the memories, close the file drawer. Notice your breathing and take a few good deep breaths with the air coming in through your nose and out through your mouth. See if you can connect with the fact that you are a whole, complete person. This tin can monster is in you, and so it is an illusion that is bigger than you are. Ask yourself, am I willing to be me with the history I have and to go on from here carrying all these reactions forward as part of an empowered life? And in this next part, you might write about your experiences with this exercise. What did you notice about the various connections between bodily sensations, emotions, thoughts, behavioral predispositions, and memories? And you could also write about the memories. What connection or connections do you see between these memories and the issues you are struggling with today? One danger in doing this kind of work is that sometimes we see the sources of our pain in our own history, and we reason that we would have done better without this history. That is an illusion of language. It's true that your past brought you to where you are today, and your past is the source of the setting on your discomfort dial. Your past contributes to the pain that you're having now. But how these thoughts and feelings function today in large part depends on what you do with them. The issue is this: what can you do to abandon the struggle with your history and behave more effectively now? And what follows is a trick question. What stands between you and being fully willing to have these pieces of the tin can monster be what they are without allowing them to play a destructive role in your life? Please ponder this for a moment and write down your answer. If you wrote down something other than nothing or just me, then look again. If it is anything else, see whether you didn't write some bit of content. But what stands between you and being willing to have that content in a diffused way? Who sets that willingness dial anyway, you or your history?